You know, we'll get a lot of patients that come in here. We'll ask them, you know, like, are you stressed? And they'll be like, no, I don't think so. And then we'll get into their muscles and find out, like, wow, you're holding a lot of tension here. And they'll say, oh, I didn't even know that. Stress can come in many different forms, many different shapes. And obviously, in our chiropractic world, we try to mitigate the physical stressors, but also try to shine some light on some other things that people can be doing.
What's up, friends, and welcome to the Movement is Medicine podcast. I got Dr. Ashley in the house.
What is up, everyone?
And today,
good to be back.
It is so good to be back. Yeah, it's good to be back. Hey, listen, new year, new podcast focus. We're ready to rock and roll. And we're diving in today with a super fun topic. Self-love, self-care.
Yes.
That's what we're all about for February.
Exactly. What better time than now? I mean, anytime, but especially...
Yeah, February is the month of love.
It's the month of love, exactly. Mm-hmm.
I never think of it that way, but you know, it has the Valentine's Day, so...
I think that's what most people think about, right? But self-love can take many different forms, and obviously from our standpoint, self-love is all about loving yourself physically, mentally, emotionally, all of the above, and what a great time to talk about it.
Yeah, obviously here in the clinic, we're all about helping people physically get to a spot where they're better, right? Where they're in pain, we get them out of pain. Where they're immobile, where we get them mobile. And so, and we're always preaching the value of self-care.
Totally.
When it comes to stuff you can do outside the clinic. But to your point, self-care really has a lot of different facets to it.
Totally. And I think on the flip side of self-care is the causant of it, which is stress. And I think a lot of people oftentimes don't know where their stress is coming from. You know, we'll get a lot of patients that come in here and we'll ask them, are you stressed? And they'll be like, no, I don't think so. And then we'll get into their muscles and find out, like, wow, you're holding a lot of tension here. And they'll say, oh, I didn't even know that. So stress can come in many different forms, many different shapes. It can be due to work. It can be due to taxing your body physically from a workout, but it can also be internal. It could be inflammatory. Maybe you've got some GI issues. Maybe you got some other comorbid conditions that you're managing. Maybe you are insufficient somewhere, like you got a vitamin deficiency or something like that. But many different things can cause the stress. And obviously, in our world and in our chiropractic world, we try to mitigate the physical stressors, but also try to shine some light on some other things that people can be doing. And I think there are some basics that we can work with just for the purposes of keeping tension lowered within our muscles and within our body systems. And I think one that people tend to forget about all the time is super simple, is just drinking water. And a lot of people just do not drink water. I think we live in times of so many different energy drinks and coffees and juices and all these things, and we forget that the liquid of life is water and that our bodies are filled with it. We're made with majority water. And it's crazy because if people just drink the right amount every single day, it's amazing the results that you can get from it, especially in terms of muscular tonicity and cramping and headaches and all that stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say it goes beyond just muscular function into cognitive function as well. And really, and then organ function, like everything. I mean, water connects to so many things, to your cellular health, et cetera. And I think for me, the number one self-care tip related to water is get yourself a vessel to drink that water that you love, that's large, and that you consistently can use. So for me, I know, like, that's why I love the Stanley. I was an early adopter to the giant Stanley. I had a giant Stanley. I'm like OG. I had giant Stanley before they became super duper popular. And I have to say that for me, that revolutionized my water drinking because it was bigger than some of the other water containers I had. And I love the straw. The straw, I can just drink a tremendous, it's a big straw.
You can drink a lot of water. It's much easier to drink. Yeah.
That makes it easy to drink. And you can put a lot of, I put ice in mine. I like cold water.
Totally.
And the water stays cold for a really long time.
It's amazing. Actually, I have one myself. And it, I mean, if you don't have one and you want to jump on the train, I'd say go for it. It's worth your money. But Barry makes a good point. You want to make sure that you have something that you would actually drink water out of. Some people go for the plastic bottles. Some people do the glass. Some people do the Stanleys or the Yetis or whatever it may be. But find something that you like that you can put the water in.
Okay, I'm going to piggyback on this water, on the water and the self-care to share one of my kind of top tips for self-care in 2024 connected to drinking water. And that's also taking a hot bath with lots of Epsom salts.
Totally.
Okay, because you get the double whammy. So yes, it's relaxing. Yes, it is very relaxing. Epsom salts, though, giving you that magnesium, which helps with that sense of calm and that tranquility, but also super beneficial for muscular function, for aches and pains.
True.
And a couple times a week, a hot bath with a crap load of Epsom salts can be a big time game changer. Combo it with a cold plunge for the ultimate. Because you can get those cold plunge units now. They're like $100. You can set that up in the on your back deck or in the backyard, and you just pop out of that hot bath, throw the robe on, and like a crazy person, go jump into your cold plunge. Because
The cold plunge craze is, or the craze on the cold plunge is amazing right now. So many different ways to do it. Like Barry said, you can get the actual plunge things that you put on your deck. You can do cold showers. I've heard people do that. And it's as easy as doing it for like 2 minutes. It doesn't even have to be a prolonged thing.
If you're down in Edmonds, I know Lee likes to just jump in the Sound.
That's it. Yep. A polar plunge is a great way to go. But setting yourself up with water internally and then also water like on the outside of you, hot water, cold water, all of that. And I think especially doing the bath maybe at night vibes.
Yeah, night vibes.
Also sets you up for maybe some better sleep.
Absolutely. Handle in there.
Yeah.
Some aerotherapy. Just
some
aromatherapy. Yes, it's so relaxing, so peaceful.
Absolutely.
And to your earlier point around stress comes in a lot of different ways. Sometimes it's hard to turn our minds off, right? And especially if our nighttime ritual and routine is watching Netflix or watching a show that gets us all hyped up, that can make sleep harder, right? So a bath, a warm hot bath, Epsom salts, smells, candle. Can help really put you in a spot. Maybe you could pop out of that thing, you do a little reading, and then you're just going to be out like a light.
No, totally. I mean, people are not getting as much sleep lately, and for all of those reasons. And it's crazy. Like, we just can't turn it off. Can't turn the mind off. Can't turn the body off. And it really just, it's a matter of how you set yourself up for bed. And there's so many different avenues we can go down when we're talking about sleep. But generally, you want to get 7, 6, 7, 8 hours of sleep. Try to sleep at the same time every night. Try to wake up at the same time every morning. I think that really helps in setting up a consistent sleep schedule. A lot of people can get off of the sleep schedule. I go to bed at midnight and I get up at 5 a.m. And it really plays a role in how your body recovers from day-to-day activities.
Huge. Yeah, I think, again, when we're thinking self-care, there's so many different angles we can look at. But that recovery, that rest and recovery in that proper fueling and the hydration, and then we could talk about nutrition at length, but there's all these things that we can get into. I think the thing that I'd recommend for anyone listening to the podcast, depending on when you're listening to it, if you're catching this thing before Valentine's Day this year, then we have an invitation for you for a self-care event that's going to be an absolute banger of a self-care event. So why don't you tell us about this? Because if there's one thing you're going to do to take care of yourself this month, that you got to go to this event.
Yes. So I am hosting myself and a colleague of mine, Dr. Morella, over at Sage Integrative Medicine. We're hosting the first event of its kind. It's going to be really, really fun. It's going to be held on March 1st. It's called the Healthy Hustle Workshop. And basically, we're going to bring everyone together, whoever wants to come and join in. We're going to have an evening full of self-love, meditation, conversation, and also treatment. So we're going to provide some chiropractic care. We're also going to provide some acupuncture. And we're basically just going to have a great time with each other. And in lieu of Valentine's Day, just love on ourselves and love on each other. And it's going to be really fun. It's going to be held here at the Head's Toe Clinic on March 1st, the evening of March 1st at 6 p.m.
All right. So mark your calendars. This is a paid event. And if you want to find more, you can see it's on our socials.
Yep.
It's all over. If you're on our email list, you've probably already seen it on our email. We'll talk about it more as the event comes closer. There is a limited capacity cap. So if you're thinking about what you want to go, I would get your ticket now.
Yep.
Plus, there's an early bird special for those fast action movers.
Absolutely.
So lock in that savings, get it done. Because like Dr. Ash is talking about, we're going to go deep on a bunch of different cool stuff there. So yes, it's going to include treatment, right? So you're actually going to physically get treatment, but you're more importantly, you're going to have support, community, going to get into a lot of different treatments and techniques and tips and insights and actionable stuff you can walk out of that event applying to your own self-care routines.
Absolutely. I think we just want everybody to come in and leave the event feeling like more empowered to take care of themselves. Basically, that's all we're trying to do. And if we can impart our expertise and our tips and our tricks to help you guys live better, healthier lives, then that's why we're doing this. Barry mentioned it is a paid event. This is true, but heads to toe, we're going to be doing a giveaway. We're going to give away a free spot for this event. So just follow us on socials. We'll be doing that probably a little later this month. Just doing it on social, get it on Instagram, follow us on Instagram and Facebook. And that's probably where we're going to be doing it, but just stay on the lookout for that.
I love it. That's going to be really, really fun. Well, Dr. Ash, thank you for being here. Thanks for helping us kickstart the new year.
Absolutely.
And a new focus, new year, new body, new goals. It's like our opportunity to shine. Self-care is, I know, something you're incredibly passionate about. And I know this month it's going to be something you're personally going to be sharing a ton of, pushing out there. We're going to be doing a ton of content on it.
Absolutely.
And then we're going to wrap the whole thing up with that kick butt event on March 1st.
March 1st, everyone.
Get your calendar, put it on the calendar, whip out your credit card, get yourself a ticket. You and your bestie should come to this. It's absolutely a necessary thing, and you're going to get a ton of value out of
it. It's going to be insane, guys.
All right. We will catch you on the next episode. Thanks for being here. And remember, movement is the best medicine.
Talk to you later.